News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN Phil Williams Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Before I go any further, let me tell you about my friends at ZLA Solutions. So ZLA Solutions is one of the best around right now at putting people back to work. I mean, if you're looking for a job, too easy, man. Just go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. ZLAUSA.com. They've got jobs posted all over Alabama. Good paying jobs. A lot of them with benefits. You might want to check that out. But I'm telling you right now, too, if you're an employer and you're looking to fill out the ranks of your own workforce, that's one of their specialties. Let them do the work for you. All the recruiting, all the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, it does not matter. ZLAUSA.com is your starting point. Check them out. ZLA Solutions. They like to say, at ZLA, we don't make it, we just make it better. ZLA Solutions, I know them personally, and they are good at what they do. Check them out. ZLAUSA.com. All right, so Ms. Copper, you got clip three ready? Are we good to go on? I see it on the board. Okay, thank you very much. So, here's the deal. Going to spend some time now in the first segment of the Triple Dipper talking about peace through strength. And as I did this, I mean, I came across some things that inspired this story, not the least of which was the fact that Charlene and I were talking last night driving down the road. She had just seen General Jack Keane, who I will have a clip from here momentarily, talking about the fact that we are perceived in many ways as weak around the world right now. I don't want to be in that position. You know, like I said, my monologue a minute ago, being the biggest dog in the yard does not mean that you're aggressive. Being the biggest dog in the yard does not mean that you're going to lash out in violence or that you're a bully. No, not the least. But being the biggest dog in the yard also means you don't get bit. Peace through strength means that you are ready for the day, but your strength is also considered a deterrent to bad actors. Well, right now we're dealing with a situation where in the eyes of the world, not the least of which is the manner in which, the manner in which Biden has conducted himself in previous administrations, the way he has advocated for things on foreign policy that were reckless or wrong, but now he's the president and the way he did things in the exit of Afghanistan. My gosh, how can we not be perceived as weak? I got a real brief clip. Let me play this one. Clip three, Copper. General Jack Keane, go ahead and play it.
And I do believe that this administration is being challenged by Russia, Iran, and also China. Yeah. They're looking at it as an appeasement and an accommodation administration that can be taken advantage of. And certainly after the collapse of Afghanistan, that has become an accelerant to our adversaries moving even more earnestly to take advantage of it. Witness what's happening here with 110,000 troops on the border.
Yeah, that word accelerant is powerful. General, that it really does conjure an image, and it really captures the understanding and the pain that we all felt as a nation in August with that just debacle that the president carried out in terms of trying to end the war in Afghanistan and get our people out.
Well, great clip, and it sort of sets the stage for where we're headed. Because if you think that peace comes through being weak and passive, being a nation known for appeasement, being a nation that tries to buy its way into peaceful situations, you're going to be taken advantage of at every given turn. If you're the kid in school who's being pushed around and you give your lunch money away every single day, then guess what? They're going to keep coming back to you to get your lunch money. Now, at some point, somebody needs to step in and help that situation. Well, the world does not need necessarily a world police. I'm not advocating that. But the world is sometimes peaceful when they recognize that the big, strong, good guy is standing in the corner with his eyes on the rest of the world. And that's us. And peace through strength is not bad. And you know, a lot of folks think that Ronald Reagan coined the term peace through strength. It was actually coined, I think, by a Roman emperor, Hadrian. But he did use it quite often, not the least of which is in 1980 at the Republican National Convention. Ronald Reagan was quoted as saying, "We know only too well that war comes not when the forces of freedom are strong, but when they are weak. It is then that tyrants are tempted." And so the foundations of Reagan's foreign policy became known as the Reagan Doctrine, was his support for freedom all around the world and his commitment to the idea of peace through strength. And it led to the modernization of our military forces. And it kept us in a position of leverage so that the foreign actors that we were on near peer terms with, in that case, it was the Soviet Union back then, literally recognized they had to listen to what we had to say, because we were not only prepared in the event of trouble, that we were prepared to do what was necessary, and that we had a lean forward posture. And when I say lean forward, there's an old term we use in the military a lot, leaning forward in the foxhole. That means you are alert, ready, eyes on the situation, and you were scanning your lane, leaning forward in the foxhole. And right now, in my opinion, we've got sort of a national posture that very often seems to have us sitting down in the foxhole and not watching the battlefield. And this peace through strength, I'm gonna unpack this some more over the next 30 minutes, but this peace through strength is something we have got to get back to. I'll tell you a story here in a minute about something I read this morning from Newt Gingrich that inspired me to go ahead and do this full segment. Newt Gingrich believes we're drifting towards what he calls a catastrophic American defeat. Not good. Not good at all. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, peace through strength. We'll be back on that here in just a minute. Solid conservative, just plain right. Right. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We're going to move into the next piece of this Triple Dipper segment I'm doing called Peace Through Strength. Before I do that, I think we have some breaking news, and I just got the word from a caller who's online too right now. Let me go to Scott from Huntsville. Hey, Scott, thanks for holding on during the break. You've got something to share with our listeners, I understand.
Yeah, Phil, we just got an email, a company-wide email from Boeing that says that Boeing has suspended the vaccine mandate for all U.S. employees.
Wow.
Now, that word suspended, you know, that doesn't mean, it sounds like they might start it up again, but for now it's suspended.
Well, that's huge.
The
bad
thing is all the people that have retired because of the vaccine.
Yeah, there's no telling how many people already hit the streets or were actually forced out. And I wonder how many of those may be given the opportunity for their job to come back. Did the email address that at all?
It really didn't go into that. They just said they were suspending it, which, you know, is a good thing. I know that some of the lawsuits have said they left it up to companies, and I guess that's what ULA is standing behind. But, you know, the people that work at ULA, most of them used to work at Boeing because ULA came out of the McDonnell Douglas Boeing merger. I don't know if you knew that or not.
No, I didn't know that, no.
Yeah, well, when Boeing decided to buy McDonnell Douglas, McDonnell Douglas was building the Delta IV and all the Delta rockets, and Boeing said, we don't want to be in the missile business. So they sold that division off to ULA, and those employees went to work for ULA.
Well, Scott, I really appreciate you letting us know. So are you an employee or your family member? What's your deal?
I am an employee. Yeah, and well, I was set to retire if they forced testing. So I'm glad I remained vaccine free, and I'm glad that I waited.
Well, Scott, good on you, and thank you for sharing that with us. And yeah, I just looked it up, and just the first story I pulled is Seattle Times in the last hour. It confirms in the press too, along with the email that Scott's got, that Boeing has announced that they are suspending based upon the decision of the U.S. District Court earlier this month. So that's good news. Scott, thanks so much for the call, man, and congratulations
on hanging
in there. All right, take care. That's Scott from Huntsville with great news for Boeing employees. And I don't see the story tells me how many employees they have nationwide, but it's significant. They have about 10,000 U.S. employees. Oh, boy. I take it back. No, more than that. 8% of their employees, which equals about 10,000, were under threat of possible termination. Yeah, that would have been devastating to the company, too, if you lose almost 8% of your workforce, a lot of whom are highly skilled, highly trained, and experienced. So anyway, that's great news, and glad of it. I think we're going to see more of that. The Biden administration, they knew when they were getting into this that this thing was not going to work, and it's proving not to work because it's unconstitutional. Man, I got a whole segment coming on Monday on this one. I can tell you right now, I can feel it brewing. Well, listen, let me jump back on what I'm planning for today, though, because I got all the paper. I'm sitting here right now jumping on this concept of peace through strength. Well, I got a piece here that came out this morning in Newsweek. Newt Gingrich wrote a piece. The title of it is Drifting Toward a Catastrophic American Defeat. Well, that's not a title you want to see, especially from a former Speaker of the House. But he says in his opening line, the United States is drifting toward a catastrophic defeat. And he says he's talking about a defeat that would eliminate freedom and permanently subordinate America to communist China. And he goes on to talk about the fact that not only are we looking at this in an economic sense because we have so many of our corporate leaders that are literally in the pocket of the Chinese Communist Party, but he's also saying that American military leaders are sounding the alarm. He quotes the fact that U.S. Space Force General David Thompson warned just recently that China, quote, China could overtake the United States in terms of space capabilities by 2030 if America doesn't speed up its development. He goes on to talk about the fact that despite that, that Vice President Kamala Harris chaired the administration's first meeting of the National Space Council this month and did not discuss a single military issue, which just clearly indicates they don't want to deal with it. He goes on to talk about in the same piece here. He quotes a retired Admiral Philip Davidson, who was the 25th commander of the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command, who said that in March that a serious fight over Taiwan with China could come in the next 6 years. And he says he worries that China's accelerating its ambitions. He also goes on to say that the Pentagon and the intelligence community's distracting focus on creating a woke force rather than a war-winning force is weakening America. That's former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich talking about it. Well, when you position yourself such that the world does not see you any longer as a strong opposition, then it creates all kinds of, I don't know, bad actors who feel emboldened to go and do what they want to do. Well, peace through strength, like I said earlier in the show, it's not just a Ronald Reagan phrase, all right? It's attributed in part to Roman Emperor Hadrian, who apparently said, where's the quote here, that it is a necessary component of peace to have strength. And it goes on to discuss the fact that George Washington apparently even said, to be prepared for war is one of the most effective means of preserving peace. This is not a new concept. But to watch the current administration, you would think that it is. Now, I said before, and I meant it, that being the biggest dog in the yard does not mean that you are suddenly aggressive. You're considered to be the dominating force. You're not the one who's out there being the schoolyard bully. You're allowed to be the biggest dog and not be the bully. In fact, you might be the biggest dog and be the one who prevents the bullies. Now, on that same vein, just, what is today, the 17th? Yep, just this morning, a guy named Gary Franks, who I believe used to serve in Congress, he wrote a piece in the Boston Herald. And he titled it, Peace Through Strength is a Better Path Than Sanctions. Now, he took a pretty hard stance in this one, I'll be honest. In fact, this is pretty much what I would call a war hawk position reading Gary Franks. But Franks goes on to say, in some people's eyes, the use of sanctions has supplanted the use of weapons. Meaning, and I remember this too. So years ago when I was in some senior officer training, I was required to read a book called On Modern War. And it was written, oh gosh, what's his name? I just forgot his name. I'll think of it. Clark, General Clark, I believe, who was actually ran for president, Democrat. I'll think of it in a minute. But anyway, the end result of the book was that the war in the Balkans was won without putting boots on the ground. It was won by having a what they called a clean war. We could do it without any, you know, any danger of seeing our troops go into harm's way. I got news. There has never been, and truthfully, that was not a good representation, despite his position in the entire affair. I think he was misrepresenting it, trying to create the image of a clean war. The reality is we stacked troops upon the border and threatened an invasion, and that's when things began to capitulate in our favor. But nonetheless, in this particular article, he says, sanctions have supplanted the use of weapons and has become the go-to means of resolving international disputes. And I agree. I think that there is so often, if you look at the Iran nuclear deal, that the Biden and Obama administration, the last time Biden was in office, That awful plan, that if you look at the way it was structured, it was a buyout. It was a, we'll appease you. We'll even send you pallets of cash. And we can work with sanctions and we can lift sanctions. But they knew that Obama and Biden were not going to do a thing if they didn't agree. So they took the cash and they laughed. Well, Franks, in this piece from the Boston Herald, goes on to say, the goal is to deter bad behavior by potentially bringing opponents to their knees through sanctions. He says that can cause a slow death to a people or a country. And when you sanction things like medical supplies and fuel or food, you can cause grave hardship resulting in thousands of deaths. I get it. Now, I think there's a balance, and he does go on to say there is a balance. But in his argument, he says that rather than positioning strength that President Roosevelt in 1941 over-sanctioned Japan and forced them to the point of Pearl Harbor. Not my position, it's his. But he goes on to say, though, that if you demonstrate massive military strength like what former Presidents Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush did decades ago while facing the foes in the Soviet Union, Iraq, and other hotspots, you get peace. We ended the Cold War, he says, without a shot. This is peace through strength. And he says, we have to be ready. He says, our armed forces know what they signed up for. They're comprised of brave men and women who are prepared to do whatever is necessary. We should not fear fighting for and defending what is right. I don't disagree with that. Now, in continuing this theme, though, let me just say, it's interesting to look at the way Ronald Reagan postured things and the way he worded things. You know, the Cato Institute wrote a piece that I did not agree with, really. The Cato Institute really almost wanted to get away from the idea of trying to portray yourself as strong, in my reading of this particular article from 2015. They do say that Reagan's mantra was peace through strength, and that peace was the end, strength was the means. But then they go on to say that what Reagan really wanted to do was negotiate at all times. That Reagan really didn't pursue, military posturing. I disagree. I had the opportunity to witness firsthand the military in the Reagan era, and I'm gonna tell you right now, there was a different level of pride, there was a different level of readiness, there was a different level of being able to see ourselves in the eyes of the world as being the ones they did not want to mess with. Well, Ronald Reagan's great speech, and we're going to run to a break right now, and I'll wrap it up when I get back. But if you haven't heard it, you need to go and read Ronald Reagan's speech. I've referenced it here on this show before, but it is an amazing, amazing speech called Rendezvous with Destiny. It's considered one of the most landmark political speeches ever given, and it was from 1964. I'm going to talk about that when we get back. All right, Copper, take us to a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right here on the News Talk powerhouse in North Alabama. And according to the ratings we've got right now, the biggest show in the afternoons in North Alabama is this one, Right Side Radio, and that's because of y'all. That's because of this audience, and I do not take that for granted. I've got a witness right here who's seeing the fact that I actually do have this little sticker right above me right now that says it's an honor to have this platform, and I really do. I really do believe that. It's an honor to have this platform. Well, hey, listen, by the way, if you find yourself driving outside of the overly broad range of our AM-FM capability at WVNN, just know that does not matter. You can take us on vacation. You can go anywhere you want to go and still listen to the show. Just go to rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Click on Listen Live, and like I always say, no matter where you is, there we is. Or if you want to go back the next day and just download a podcast of the previous day's show, we break them down. Copper breaks them down in 20 and 40-minute segments, and Birdman uploads them to the site. And as of yesterday, are well over 17,000 downloads now.
Nice!
Didn't you predict that we were going to maybe hit 20,000 by the end of the month?
Yes,
was that a question or a prediction?
By the new year, yeah. 20.
So you're saying by the end of this week, we might be at 20,000. Was this week or next week?
Thanks.
How much time do we have? Oh, 2 weeks to the end of the year, right?
Oh, yeah. We can totally do that.
Come on. We can do that.
We can.
3,000 more downloads? What's that? Well, we'll see what God does. But anyway, hey, listen, wrapping up the segment I've been doing on Peace Through Strength. You know, I gave my opening monologue earlier on doing our part. I gave I gave a round of thoughts, not the least of which came from just today, a piece put out by former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, on the fact that he believes that we're right now, we're spinning towards the potential of a cataclysmic defeat if we continue the same level of sort of feckless military posturing that the Biden administration wants us to have. And then on top of that, I played the comments from General Jack Keane, who said that the posturing of weakness that we have right now, based upon the way that the world has viewed Biden from previous administrations and now in his own administration and how he handled Afghanistan and how he's handling world negotiations, has done nothing but accelerate. He said those are what he called an accelerant of the bad acting on the part of organizations like or governments like Iran, North Korea, China, and Russia. Well, listen, so the landmark speech, one of my favorite, I mean, go back and read it. I've got two favorite speeches right now. One is Teddy Roosevelt's speech at the Marne, the man in the arena, they call it. What an amazing speech. I've got a piece of that actually taped to the front side of my Bible. But then the other is the speech that Reagan gave at the 1964 convention that was called A Rendezvous with Destiny. And that particular speech is listed as one of the landmark speeches in all recorded speeches in politics. It was one of those that captured the imagination and established Reagan as a voice for conservatism that carried him forward even to the presidency after he served as governor of California. Well, in his speech, he made the point about the fact that we not only have to do what I said earlier in my monologue, that we should each do our part and be ready, but he also went on to talk about peace through strength. Here's a quote from that particular speech. He said, Reagan told us, first of all, we cannot buy our security. Remember I talked about appeasement a moment ago? We cannot buy our security, our freedom from the threat of the bomb, by giving up on our dreams and making a deal with the Soviet Union. He went on to tell the folks that a policy of accommodation is nothing more than appeasement and would lead to surrender. And then he said, quote, should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the Pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard round the world? You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. Folks, I'm just telling you, they don't make speeches like that anymore. They also don't seem to make presidents like that anymore. But peace through strength is not a bad thing. Peace through strength does not mean that you are the bully in the schoolyard. Peace through strength means you're just the one they won't mess with, and they won't mess with your friends because they know you're standing there. And right now, as we stand in the eyes of the world, I am deeply concerned about what I'm seeing. Yesterday, I did a whole segment, if you heard it, on wokeness in the U.S. military and the fact that they're being told that they're systemically racist. They're being told that there's a need to have to stand down and be less than what they are, the standards being lowered. Now, let me just go ahead and say this. Soon after the show, I had a young man who is currently considering a career in the military who contacted me and said he'd heard my comments on the air and wanted to talk about it and make sure that he was still heading in the right direction. And my encouragement is yes, because if we don't have good people stay in the ranks and posture us for future leadership, then we're going to be in trouble. But right now, some of what we're seeing has got to change. Some of what we're seeing has got to change soon. Because if you read some of the experts who are providing analysis, not just the talking heads that provide analysis that the Biden administration wants to hear, but the ones who are saying the things they don't want to hear, you're going to hear that we're in a very dangerous world. As the South China Sea has got new islands being built by China so they can expand their scope, and as they fly their military aircraft into Taiwan's airspace, as North Korea moves into a famine and then tries to test missiles into the Sea of Japan, as Russia builds up its forces on the border of Ukraine, as Iran flies drones towards our troops in Syria, it's not a calm world, and peace through strength is where we have to be. All right, folks, that's a philosophical segment on the Triple Dipper. We're coming up next with my friend, Representative Mac Butler, who has decided he is running for office again. He's seen some things in Montgomery he thinks need to change. We'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.